Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Today is Rabi Athani, the first Monday, the year 1442 in Islam, which corresponds to November 16th, 2020. So, I'm doing this one driving, and it was mainly because I realize I haven't put out a podcast, and I had been wanting to, just things have been busy. So if you hear the background hum or something, it's the car, it might be the heater too. And if this sounds, I'm using these like earbud garbage microphone, so if it comes out crap, I won't do it again, but I just wanted to put something out, and I do have a decent commute time, which is, you know, could take 45 minutes or whatever, so normally I would listen to something, but I figured I'd just do this now, because there's a couple things I had been meaning to mention, and just haven't got around to it. So here we are, now got Biden as your boy. So the election happened, you know. I had been wanting to say something about it. It's just been stirring in my head. But then I had to wait till the count, you know, was done, which took a couple days, and then I wanted to do this like that last, not yesterday weekend, the last weekend. When we kind of had Biden become the default president-elect. I'm not... So, to be honest, I voted independent. I voted libertarian. I'm an independent person. So, to me, I didn't really care who won or lost because the person I voted for wasn't going to win, right? And this happened last time, too. When Trump got elected, I didn't vote for Trump, and I didn't vote for Hillary. I voted independent again. So I'm used to the person I vote for not get elected. But one thing I don't like about this aspect is, you know, up until the election, you have people saying, you know, that's a vote for Trump. A vote for, you're just throwing your vote away, that's a vote for Trump. And it's not, you know, that it's for next time, right? The concept of me not voting for your candidate isn't a vote for the other candidate. It's a vote for my candidate and who I want to see in office. You know, I don't vote against someone. You know, and I know a lot of people did that this time. You know, they voted for Biden because they were voting against Trump, right? So, you know, that's not me. I don't do that, and you know, I don't like when people, you know, push this on you. You know, I had mentioned a post, you know, I made a post, and I knew it would be inflammatory, but these people that get on your case about who you vote for in this manner, like saying, well, that's a vote for Trump, you know, you voted, you didn't vote for Biden, so whatever, especially if they lost, like when it happened last time with Hillary, you heard it a lot. Especially, you know, after the fact. But in this time, we're not going to hear it because Biden won. But the fact of the matter is that it's like a form of, like, shaming, like vote shaming. So in this comment I made, I had said that I can't, I not specifically to mean that this is what I do or anything, but I can't fat shame someone but you can vote shame someone, right? And of course, the couple liberals that are, you know, hardcore leftist liberals, you know, got upset about it. But a couple of them agreed, like, yeah, you can, but you can vote shame. So, and the reason I use this is, well, you know, there's a lot of overweight people and stuff like this. But I'm also against body positivity in unhealthy ways. So if you're overweight and you're not trying to do something to be healthy, you know, you're not, I don't agree with you being like, yeah, it's great to be fat. You know, it's not. You know, it's unhealthy. Like, there's big dudes, big women. And yes, this is a thing, but let's just be honest with ourselves. And most of us are overweight, and it's due to poor eating habits and no exercise. That's just, we can just be flat out honest and say that, you know. Don't try to excuse or be like, yeah, it's great and blah, blah, blah. It's not. It's very unhealthy. It causes a lot of illnesses and this type of thing. So you shouldn't try to be healthy, I guess, to the best of your ability. And everyone's form of health, just, this isn't really what I wanted to talk about, but I'm kind of ranting now. Everybody's form of healthy will look different too. You know, like we see in magazines, what people, you know, the ideal image of fitness or whatever, but your body type will not look, you know, that's exactly like somebody else's body. So maybe don't sweat over it like that. You know, just try to get yourself into fitness and, you know, shape in this. And I speak about it myself because I had just decided over this past weekend to go to this event in February. It's called Carolina Carnage, and it's a historical armored combat events, and in this particular one. So if you don't know, I know I don't really talk about this, but I want to. I just always end up talking about other things. I take part in armored combat, which we have medieval armor, and we fight, you know, with metal weapons and stuff like this. And there's other variants that use wooden weapons and plastic weapons and everything, but the ultimate end point is you're using blunt weapons and you're in armor and you're fighting, and there's different categories of fights, so depending how they're judged to determine a winner or loser, there's melee fights, which are groups, there's team fights, like 5 versus 5, 12 versus 12, 16s, 20s, so they go up until everyone is basically in a big brawl, if you want. So I signed up for this event in February. I'm kind of like locked up. All the events for this year were pretty much canceled because of COVID. So I've just been locked up, kind of got into like a little bit of a depression rut. I realize now, a couple months later. So I need to do something, you know, and if I sign up for an event, that gives me a goal, like an endpoint, you know, so now I can train with that goal in mind, as opposed to just going out and working out and whatever without a real endpoint or without a reason. For me, I find it better, the way I function is to have a point, you know, like, okay, on this date, I'm going to do this, so it kind of, like, locks in a game plan into that, getting to that endpoint. So I'm like probably 10 to 15 pounds more weight than I want to be, right? I'm around 190 pounds now. I'm 6 foot. But I would rather be between 175 and 180. Which I was around 180 probably a year or so ago. And I attribute this weight gain thing to basically not to COVID happening, but now that we're months into COVID, you know, in hindsight, I see, like, okay, I am actually, like, kind of, like, I don't think I'm depressed, but have that overarching crap feel and just, like, blahness of COVID. Here, where I live, our job never stops. So I work for the transit company, so they never closed the transit system. So I've been out. Initially, I took a leave when it first started, but, you know, my job never stopped, you know, so I've been working all summer and everything. So I haven't, like, felt cooped up in that sense, where the people who, they either lost their job or were told not to come to work or have to work from home, that part of it is not in my life. I did not experience that. Even my wife, she works for the post office, so she's had to work every day, too. But now, like I was saying, in hindsight and in later on, I do realize, like, it has affected me in the aspect of what I do for hobbies and this type of thing, because that stuff has been shut down. So, there weren't the major event I would have done in May, I think it was May, is called Icebreaker, which is a HEMA tournament, which is sword fighting but without armor, basically. And that was like the biggest event here in the North Midwest, and it's held in St. Paul, which is, we live in Twin Cities here, so it's local, it's a huge event, but it was canceled. So what I had been working on, that was like my goal in the spring and stuff of training to get to there. So that got canceled, and then it was just like a sudden trickle where every event of any kind was basically canceled, you know, so in that aspect, that's where I feel the, lull and stuff for me has happened. So, this event is happening. It's on the weekend of February. It's Carolina Carnage. It's in South Carolina at Clemson. it's the national tournament to see who is selected to go fight overseas at Battle of the Nations, which is in July. And Battle of the Nations is basically the biggest event that there is. All the countries in the world come together and have basically a massive tournament. You can just Google Battle of the Nations. I mean, you can look on videos on YouTube. There's a buttload of videos, a ton of them. If you have not heard of it, you don't know what I'm talking about, you can check it out, and you'll have a better insight as to this whole thing, as to what I'm talking about. So, because I have that now, and this relates to the weight and everything, now I decided, all right, I want to lose this weight, and I need to get my cardio back up, because in this type of fighting, cardio is basically a big key, and it's short bursts of cardio. So whatever it's called, high intensity, I forgot the little phrase that it is called, but this is the type of cardio that's best for this. You're wearing a lot of weight. You try to have your armor be light, but, I mean, the fact is you're wearing armor, so it weighs on you. And you got your helmet on, which limits your breathing. My helm has chainmail on the face, so you can breathe through it. But even still, when you're in it, even though you can breathe easily, it's still not claustrophobic, but hindering in a way. You can struggle to breathe once you get exhausted and have to deep breathe. If you don't know how to control your breathing and stuff, all these things can be issues. So, to counter this, my game plan is, like, I'm just gonna probably 8 years ago, I had bought and ran through Insanity, if you know what that is. It's like a 60-day program, like a 60-day quick get, like, fit program, and it works extremely well. I did it back then. So I'm just going to run through it again, and I think it'll be really good for me. I'm hoping that it'll have some, cut this weight off, and just build up that endurance and what I'm looking for. And it does, you do get some strength training and everything like that in. And then I can couple that with my weapons work, and I also take martial art classes, so I do have like kind of a little program going. The sword work that I do, I've been doing for years, so it's not that I have to actually like learn any. I'm fairly competent in my sword skills and stuff, but you know, all that'll be incorporated into stuff that I do. But the main thing is I need to like cut this weight off. I'm not a big person, so if you see me in real life, like, I'm not like hugely muscular, you know, but I'm rather fit except for this weight that I've gained, which kind of is like around my stomach area basically, which is, for men, that's the first place your weight goes to, is your stomach. But also, once you start doing this type of working out and stuff, that's the first place that it gets burned off as well. According to Arnold Schwarzenegger, anyway. I heard that from him. So, in any case, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to plow through Insanity. Hopefully do good at this tournament. I don't know. So, I'm not going to fight in the melees, like the group battles. I'm only fighting in the single tournaments. I'll fight with Sword and Shield, and then I'll fight in the Sword and Buckler one as well, which will basically be, for me, it'll be the same thing, except the rules on, I have three shields, and they're all round shields, so I fight basically the same with all of them, but in this situation, the rules of the where you can target and how you get points are different in these types of matches. So in the Sword and Buckler one versus the Sword and Shield one. So that's what I'm going to do. We'll see how it goes. What I was saying is that if you win first place in these tournaments, you're automatically the person that for that slot at Battle of the Nations. So you have a week once you, if you win first place, obviously you're the best in the country, or the best in the country of the people that actually went to the tournament. So you're the one that goes overseas to fight in the other countries' best people. But you have a week to decide. They give you a week. Once you get it, they're like a week to commit to going traveling. And this year, I believe it's in, want to say Poland, is it? I don't know, to be honest. But it's in a country that typically has a castle over there. And they fight in these types of places. So, yeah, we'll see. I don't know if I'd win first place. And if I did, I don't even know if I'd go overseas just because of the cost value. But, you know, I'll decide on that at the time. And if the first place person can't go, it just goes down the line. You know, if they choose not to go or whatever, it'll go to the second place person, and then it just keeps going down until someone is like, okay, I'll go. So for me, it'd be cool to... I want to enter because I want to see kind of like my ranking in the country, you know. So that's basically why I'm doing it. It's not necessarily to go fight in Battle of the Nations, which would be cool. But I'm more concerned about my own standing in the U.S. And where I place, and also to give these other people a run for their money, you know, who are going. I fight differently than people. I use a style I train in this form of Persian fighting called Razmafzar. So I use a Shamshir, which is a saber, and what I have is pretty radically curved, and I fight in a way that is different than the standard type of fighting in this type of system. So I'm curious to see how it all works out. I fought in like a couple, like locally and stuff, and with the people I train with. And there's some things I disagree with, like with this type of fighting. The main thing is that you can't thrust people, but you can thrust people in other tournaments. I mean, I get it from a safety perspective, but there's other, like a HEMA tournament, which you don't even wear armor, you can thrust. So it's weird to me that you can't thrust when we're in armor. I get like in a melee where you can get, because in a melee you can get like thrust hit from behind, you know, and you're just blindsided. So I get that type of thing, but for like a duel, which is, you know, a one-on-one, I don't really get the no thrusting, but it is what it is. It's for safety. I guess a thrust to the face could hit you in the eye somehow, but they could say no face thrust, you know, but I don't know. The fact that you're doing this is already a, you know, pretty insane thing that you're doing with regards to safety and everything like that, you know, so to me it's weird that you can't thrust. But in any case, that's what I'm doing, fitness-wise and stuff, and I was going to talk about that in this podcast too. I just did it right then instead of continuing about the president thing because it kind of segued right into it. But going back to the presidency, I'm not like happy, or I don't know how I feel about Biden. Like I don't feel like, yes, Biden won, because I didn't really, I don't like Trump. But the reason I don't like Trump is because he's Trump, not because of anything Trump really did. And what I mean by that is, like, policy-wise or this type of thing. Like, I don't, what he did, like, I don't feel the effects of, and what I don't like about him is how he didn't unite the country. He kind of like stoked the flames of division along racial lines and this type of thing, which that is like the one thing I don't like, and I think has been the most damaging to the country. His failing to act on COVID I mean, I don't, they're going to say that, but I don't buy that any other president would have. I don't think that no matter who was in the presidency, we'd be in a different position right now. I mean, I just don't see it as that being something that's possible or plausible. Whatever, I just don't buy it. My reasons I'm not happy about Biden, though, and this is a big thing that really kept me for voting for him in the anti-Trump vote, is that I don't like him. I don't... His policies on crime from the 90s were crazy. And he locked that, not him directly, but because of the policies that they pushed in the 90s, basically against drugs, locked up a lot of minorities, and those effects. Now he, you know, it's easy to say, yeah, that was wrong, you know, I apologize, and, you know, horrified that we did all this or whatever, but you didn't, like, rectify it with anyone, you know, you're nothing, people still got records that are screwing them over now, you know, like me, for example, right? His policies, like, fed into my issues that I had in the 90s, right? When mainly with getting a charge on me, you know? So, and he didn't go back to all the people that were affected by these laws and be like, you know what, we're going to just erase your records, right? He wants to drop the student loan debt, right? He wants to erase it. Let's erase student loans. Let's erase your... How about we erase your freaking, your records, right? That would do more than erasing the student debt. I'm sorry to say. I'm sorry. I mean, that's just the way it is. I think erasing student debt is good to a degree, but I'm kind of like mad on that too. I'm like, okay, you know, you sign... I don't like giving people passes for something they signed up to do. And I get that when they get you for the student loans, you're only 18 and blah, blah, blah. And the job market is not what you expected it to be. And I get all that. But I'm still hesitant on giving a straight up, let's erase everything. How about we erase the interest? And, you know, if... you had already paid, if you had been making payments and without the interest, your loan would have been paid off, then you're good, right? How about that? That to me sounds like a better thing. I know these are probably low interest loans already, but I don't know. But I'm not 100% backing the erase your student debt and let's have a party, you know. But I am back. How about you erase people's records? Because those minorities you locked up, you gave felon things to, which causes them not to vote, right? So that's a huge segment of the population that doesn't vote, that can't vote, and plus, you can't own guns. So those are two rights that you are removed. And I'm hardcore against the removal of people's rights. If you completed your jail sentence, you should get everything back. You know, that flat out. This idea is just feeding into cutting people off, cutting the ability of certain segments of the population off to change the population, you know, and to change things. And basically, it just keeps these class people in charge. Another thing that I don't like about Biden is his age. He's old. Freaking gonna be 80 years old, right? No. It needs to be young people. Get the baby boomers ruined. To me, they ruined the freaking country, right? They need to go. Get out of politics. Just go. You're out of touch. There's no way Biden has a clue as to the young people now, you know? And this is the thing, right? The Democrats should have won this election in a landslide, right? They should have. But they didn't, right? Which shows how screwed up the DNC is, right? This wasn't... I mean, they sweated in the end to see if he'd win, right? What about... I mean, it's just poor choices. They should have had better candidate. They should have had a younger candidate. They had plenty of opportunities, but they just are garbage. You know what I mean? They're just garbage. They need to change. You know, this old white man thing needs to go. Harris, I don't like her. Same reason. Look at her, what she did to people in California. You know? So, I'm not happy. I'm not cheering. I just feel like with him winning, I feel like kind of like a relief in the sense that I'm hoping the racialness gets squashed or calms down, or these people get prosecuted and stuff, and it's like actively gone after. Other than that, I don't really care, to be honest. I don't feel super excited. I'm just like, blah, and that's the way it is. Anyway, I'm going to cut it here because I just pulled into my job. I'll do this again next time if it works out that it sounds all right. Maybe I'll just record while I'm driving more, because that'll actually be able to have me have more content. And I do have a lot of things I would think are good things to talk about, but then just time goes on and then other subjects happen and everything. So if this works on this one, I'll just do them when I'm driving. So thanks for listening. Until next time, salam alaikum, peace be upon you.